I feel fairly certain in saying that every parent that is listening to this football broadcast at one point in their child's lives has had to tell them that the boogeyman is not living underneath their bed. For many children, the comforts of home and their room is a safe haven for them, a place where no one can hurt them. Well, for many a Bemidji State University alum this weekend, this campus, and for these former players, this field is their safe haven, and a place where many, many, many fond memories started. Last week on the field at Concordia St. Paul, anything that could have gone right did, like scoring a touchdown on the very first play of the game.
Option keeper runs it around the right side edge, breaks a tackle, lowers his shoulder. He is into the end zone, a touchdown. First play from scrimmage, didn't practice most of the week. Jordan Hine from 19 yards out, Bemidji State goes up 6-0.
Bemidji State kept scoring and scoring and scoring, wrapping things up with a 50-yard field goal. The first since 1977.
Right from the middle of the field, this will be a 51-yard kick. Snap good, hold good. Kick is down. Kick is just long enough. It is good.
This is the 20th anniversary of the first ever jump into Lake Bemidji. Head coach Jeff Tesh wants to honor that tradition.
I think the thing that makes it so exciting this year, it's the 20-year anniversary of jumping in the lake. And I know there's 40-some guys right now that are signed up off of that team to come back. So that shows you what a special time it is and the memories those guys have from that first year of jumping in.
To all alums of Bemidji State University and all former football players for the Beavers, welcome home. We're glad to have you. Homecoming kickoff and the Benusa pregame show with the UMary Marauders and your Bemidji State Beavers next on the Beaver Radio Network.